There's more research that was done in 1973 by a couple guys named Darrell and Batson. And they were wanting to see if people would help a person that was in need of something. And so they had this basically said, hey, we need you students to come take this test. The test is going to be on this material, and you need to study, and you need to be here at exactly this particular time, and we'll be in this building. And then they placed a person that needed some help right there. Well, as they watched and waited, of course, the real test was who would help them. And a very large percent of the people stopped to help the person that had some trouble there. I think it looked like he was maybe getting sick and maybe possibly having a heart attack, so they stopped and helped him, etc. Then they changed it up a little bit. And this time they said, you need to be here at this particular building at this time. But this time, just before they were scheduled to get to the building, they said, oh, we've changed it. You're going to have to hurry really quickly across the campus and get to this other building, and you've got to be there at this exact same time. Put a little pressure time-wise on them, just to see if the same number of people would help. Same people, same kinds of people passed the guy who needed help this time, but a far, far less percentage of people helped this time, because they were in a hurry. You know, I don't think that we as Christians set out to miss people. But I think it's very interesting that there's another person in the Bible that the Bible specifically says has compassion on somebody. You find it there in Luke chapter 10, where the man falls underneath those burglars and robbers, and they beat him and leave him half dead. And right there in Luke chapter 10, you look at verse 30. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, and they beat him and stripped him and left him half dead. And now by chance a priest came by, and he saw the man and walked on the other side. And a Levite came by, and he saw the man and walked on the other side. And then a Samaritan came by. And the Bible says that the Samaritan had compassion. He felt with him. He thought, what would I want to do if somebody had beaten me and left me half dead? That hurts me to see him that way. I want to help. But do you think he was going somewhere? You think he had a schedule? Oh, you know he did. I'm sure he did. I'm sure that he had something planned that day to do, and to help this man, he was going to have to change his plans. You see, I don't think deep down people are bad and they think, oh, I see this person needs help, I'm not helping them. I think we think, oh, I got something to do. I'm busy. I've got a schedule. I've got plans. Jesus would always stop what he was doing to help people. The good Samaritan stopped what he was doing to help a person. If you are going to be involved in other people's lives, it's going to mean you're going to have to change your schedule. And are you willing to say, this is what I'm planning on doing today, unless the Lord puts somebody else in my way that I need to help? But you know, I think on the other side of that, there are a lot of people who think becoming a Christian is a good idea. And they think, I want to give my life to Christ. And they think, one of these days I'm going to. Really, I'm going to make that decision. I'm not quite ready for it right now. You know, when I get out of college, I'll probably get where I can slow down and make that decision. Or when I get this part of my job settled down, I'll get where I can make that decision, really make that commitment. And they're so busy, they don't think becoming a Christian is a bad idea. In fact, they plan on doing it someday. But they don't stop and do it because they miss what's important. You know, tonight, I'd just like to ask you, if you're one of those people who have thought, I need to make my life right, and I'm going to do it someday. Behold, the Hebrew writers said, the Hebrew writer said, today is the day of salvation. You know when you can help somebody when they're lying there beaten and half dead? That's when you help them. You know when you help somebody who has bent over for 18 years and she finds her way walking bent down into the synagogue on a Saturday? You know when you help her? That day. Do you know when you make your life right with your Lord? The day you realize it's wrong. And is that day today? Do you need to follow the New Testament plan for your salvation to repent and be baptized into Christ to make your life right? Is it something that you've thought, I'm going to do that one of these days, but you've just put it off? Don't put it off another day. You do what's important now. If you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, I hope you will, as we stand and as we sing.